The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is the Morning Extra on Extra 106.3. Tug, Rhino, and front office Los Carlos Medina. And we're joined by Dr. Rich McCormick. Thank you so much, sir, for taking the time to join us. And I must say, I know, as a guy that served in the United States Navy, that our Navy pilots and our Marine Corps pilots are the best in the world, right?
Amen. No doubt about it.
We're landing moving objects on moving objects, man, which is a pretty difficult task. I know you're a helicopter pilot, but still, you have to be the best of the best. And not only were you the best at serving our nation, you'll be you'll continue that when you represent the 6th District. So we wish you nothing but success, and we know that we're going to be behind you the whole way, and we know you're going to win.
Thank you. We're excited about this freshman class is going to be laden with veterans, maybe more veterans we've had since the Vietnam era. We have more women, minorities, and veterans running for Congress right now in the Republican Party than we had in the history of the party. It's going to be a diverse, talented, patriotic group of people. I think we have the chance to take a historic majority. Mm-hmm. If we take 17 seats, we'll have a bigger majority than we had in 94. If we take 29 seats, we'll have a bigger majority than we had in 2010. If we take 34 seats, it's the biggest majority we've had since the Great Depression.
Wow.
Think about that.
Incredible.
This is a historic moment in time where we can grab back control.
Yeah, and it's very important that we grab back control. We see this reconciliation bill, or they want to call it the, I guess it's the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Sorry, I keep getting confused.
Well, because
build
you want to call,
too.
You want to call it the Green Deal.
Yeah, the whole new Green Deal. But let's talk about that, because when you get in there, you went through a really tough fight in your primary, but you know what we need to do to get back on track. This bill, it looks like it'll put us further back and a lot more problems in this, and we're already facing with enough, even here in the 6th District.
Yeah, anytime you modify a bill that was originally meant to expand government regulation and taxation, what we call Build Back Brandon.
I see what you did there.
That's a good one.
It is a bad idea. If you think about expanding the IRS, how do you think we're going to reduce that? Once you take IRS agents and you add them to the pool, how are you going to draw back government again? This is something that's always been the Democrats' answer to everything, is increased taxes, increased regulation. And it's always foiled. We've shown since the beginning of time, whenever we reduce taxes, allow people to actually expand their businesses, you increase the revenue of government, and everything goes well.
Yeah.
When government takes control, just the opposite happens. We keep on not learning from history, which is very troublesome. The Democrats double down on that, the idea that basically failed policy, which is socialism, and what becomes communism. That's what they keep on leaning further and further to the left on, and it fails every time.
Dr. Rich McCormick is our guest right here on the Morning Extra, and I want to bring this up and follow up on that, because I've been trying to sound the alarm on this. When you're talking about expanding the auditors in the IRS by 80,000, they're not going after the billionaires. They're going after the middle class. That's who there's going to be under attack. It's almost like we don't remember the lessons of Lois Lerner, where under Obama, you're basically militarizing the IRS to go after conservatives. Yeah. This is one of those deals where you just say you have to figure out a way to keep this government from expanding.
Yeah.
And there's no accountability.
None.
So who is the IRS accountable to? Certainly, they've already shown that they're biased. They've come after conservatives openly. And did you hear of anybody going to jail?
Not at all.
Did you hear of anybody
until
getting fired?
Until somebody goes to jail, this will not end.
Did anybody even get a letter of reprimand?
No. Not at all.
Nothing happened when the IRS misbehaved, and now they're going to expand an agency that's overreaching. And I'm really concerned about the attitude of our government when we start when we have no accountability. And if we can do anything in Congress, it would be to emasculate the federal government so it doesn't overreach inside of states. And let's go a step further. Actually, in some ways, we need to expand the power of the legislative body, because right now we basically handed over all of our power to the president. Everything's done through executive order. We haven't declared a war since World War II, yet we've been in several wars.
Yes.
We keep on passing a omnibus bill instead of a budget, which we are required to do. That's one of our main responsibilities. We haven't done that in over a decade, easily over a decade. We're not doing what we're supposed to do. We're not empowering the legislative body, which represents you, the people, and we hand over More and more power to a president. This isn't a monarchy. We started our nation by breaking away from one person making all the decisions.
But that's the key. Go ahead.
Do you not feel, and this is just my opinion in this case, Dr. Rich McCormick is our guest, there is a failure by the American citizen to understand the role of the legislative body, to understand that if we're going to enter into a treaty, that's not just the president saying, oh, we're going back into this treaty. No, this has to go through Congress, and so many of these things that are built on the foundations of our country, the common citizen doesn't understand that right now. We almost have to re-educate them.
And this is one of the upsetting things also about using all these emergencies, whether it be the environment or pandemic or a war. We keep on handing more and more power to a president who doesn't represent us very well. And by the way, there's another little secret. Most billionaires, majority of billionaires, actually give to the Democratic Party. Why does that make sense? We want to talk about that dishonest argument that we started back when John Kerry said to George Bush in a debate. Yeah. You know, George, you and I, we millionaires have to pay our fair share. It's a dishonest argument. If your money's in the bank and you're a billionaire and John Kerry is a billionaire, that money can't be taxed, right?
Yeah.
So everybody who's trying to make a living, trying to get to your point, can't get there because you're punishing the most productive people in society. So what it does, it builds in an artificial aristocracy of billionaires that control government, and they can write their own laws, their own loopholes in legislation in order so their business doesn't get taxed. So they get the ability to control everything eternally because nobody else can make it to their point.
You know, and the thing that drives me, I think, the most insane is for like men like you and even me to a degree, you know, the people that serve our nation, and we go and we abandon them in Afghanistan. And now we're basically having a proxy war versus Russia. And it's a war of attrition. It's never going to end. Somebody's got to run out of money, and unfortunately, it seems like it's going to be us. Then you got China saber-rattling, and with Nancy Pelosi going over there shaking the boat. And I'm not saying that she shouldn't have gone completely, because I do believe in military strength for the United States. I do believe we're the greatest military that has ever graced the face of the earth, and for good, which is the key separation from any other military that's ever been on the face of the earth. So that's the thing. We're sending our money. We're sending our children, we're sending everything we have away, and not even defending our own homeland.
And let's talk about the military for a second. I spent over 20 years of my life, 16 years of Marine Corps helicopter pilot, did some airborne time, 101st, 82nd, 10th Mountain. Spent time over the Republic of the Korean Marines, spent time in the Persian Gulf, off the coast of Somalia, Rwanda. My last tour was in Afghanistan as a Navy ER doc as a head of emergency medicine. I'm a fairly devout Christian, and I will tell you, I let loose several explicatives the day that we had our debacle in Afghanistan.
Yes, sir.
Knowing so many people that I know, this guy right here who was blown up in Afghanistan that we have a rugby club for that plays every year in his honor and the honor of the 38 Marines that we played rugby with that lost their lives since 9/11. Now, think about that. That's just Marine rugby players. That's a small group, but that's 38 people. And we dishonored every single one of them and everybody who actually sacrificed a leg, an arm, a brain, or their life, their time away from their family. I spent 9 months away from my family to go over there and serve, and that was spit in the face when they did what they did. I could have had a corporal logistician do a better job of retrograde out of Afghanistan. We already had that region stabilized with 2,500 people, less than we had in Spain. We never even fought in Spain. We have more people there.
Yeah.
And we had a region where Kabul was safer than Chicago by far.
But the crazy thing is that the CIA director comes out and says, yes, I believe in what we did.
Yeah.
I am proud of what we accomplished.
Of our pull.
I couldn't believe when I was hearing what he had said. I was like, how can you be proud of that? What part of the intelligence are you proud of? And of course, nobody asked that question, but it was that you know about a slap in the face. That is an absolute slap in the face to say we're proud of something that got 13 killed and spent 20 years of nation building, of whatever you want to call it, and it went to waste in a week. A week, they said it wouldn't happen. It happened in a week.
So five of the soldiers, sailors, Marines that died were the same age as my oldest son, who wanted to be a Marine until that day. Mm-hmm. He's like, why would I want to go to a government-controlled agency that's become woke, that has rainbows on their helmet, who doesn't represent me? And by the way, if you want to recruit warriors, you're not going to. First of all, you're not recruiting the right people anymore. you're not going to have a sustainable military. And by the way, if you put somebody who's transgender in the military, they're never going to be deployable. I guarantee you. What other organization would you bring in somebody who's going to be? By the way, we don't even allow flat-footed people in the military.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Because they're non-deployable.
I know this.
And yet you're going to bring somebody in with a 40% chance of trying to commit suicide in the highest stress environment. And if they do transition, guess what? They're out because they have to be psychologically tested. They have to get an operation. They're not deployable, which means my son has to deploy twice as much to make up for that person.
Yeah.
These are all problems that have not been addressed adequately
and
they won't until we got better oversight. And once again, this goes back to armed services and taking back the House and being able to actually give direction by the people, because it is a representative government. The military doesn't get to do what they want to do. They do what we tell them to do, and that is we put death down range. We kill bad people. We destroy bad places. That's what we do. We don't sit here and wake them up like we do in college and in Fortune 500 companies, where my daughter worked for UPS and she was getting lectured on a Friday about what a bad person is because of the color of her skin.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, one of the other things that the left has done when it comes to the military and making us weak is mandates for the COVID vaccine and forced a lot of people not to join the military because of their religious background or kick them out. Let's talk a little bit about this, because it is going to affect our schools. They're going to bring it back. They want this to be the election variant. That's what we call it now, because surprisingly enough, we're going to need drop boxes again come November because they keep pushing this whole thing. What was your thought when you heard that they're going to weaken the military by kicking out people who refuse to get a vaccine?
So I had two young people from my youth group that went in the Marines. One actually just decided he wasn't getting the vaccination. He's out now. He was a perfect Marine.
Perfect.
Physically fit, 300 PFT score. Wow. Disciplined, ready to go. Now I will make the counter argument that when we got anthrax as a vaccination,
I took
it.
And
guess
what?
I
didn't want to, I promise you.
It wasn't a choice.
Right.
And so the dirty little secret is this is all a shell game. So they're trying to reduce the size of the military right now, just like they did in the Carter, just like they did in Obama, like they did in Clinton. It seems like every time Democrats come in, they reduce the size of the footprint of the military because they don't think the military is a necessary entity to be strong for American policy. So they're using this as a way to downsize the military without giving people their benefits. Literally, you could be a colonel, and if you don't get your shot, you know, you're kicked out and you don't get your benefits.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Now, thank God that there's now a 401k instead of a retirement for some people, but I will say that it's troublesome that they're using this way as a dishonest way. I mean, either make it mandatory or don't. I don't think it should be mandatory because I don't think it actually should be required for young, healthy people, because I'm an ER doctor.
Right.
I know who's at risk. And right now I can tell you this is a ridiculous requirement right now, because of vaccination at the highest risk. If you have hypertension, diabetes, you're over the age of 60 and you have cancer, you have less than 2 months any benefit, if any.
Yeah.
That's by the American Medical Association, and they're the most liberal organization in the medical society wing. So why am I giving it to a young, healthy person when nobody's dying of the disease? And matter of fact, it could cause complications because you already have antibodies.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
I've talked about this.
But the honest thing is, though, like, look, I haven't got my booster. I haven't worn a mask, but I also have never gotten this because I've taken, you know, care of myself at the same time. And I've looked at the numbers and said, hey, my immunity is fine. I don't need to worry about lowering my immunity with this vaccine and all the numbers that I saw. But I haven't gotten it, and I've been fine ever since. So,
but you know this.
And I have the comorbidity. Look at me.
You've gotten it, but you've become immune to it.
Yeah.
We've all had it.
But the science basically tells him his innate immune system has now been exposed to this particular virus, and so it now has the ability to be able to recognize it. Well, I guess the part that's made me crazy over the past year and a half is when you start to see these young soldiers with weird cancers, myocarditis, all these sorts of things, a scarring of the heart, and we're asking them to be able to perform at the highest level, yet we're giving them something that we know could possibly cause some issues performance-wise. That, to me, is the amount of insanity. I think it goes right back to what you're saying. You're looking to reduce the size of our power because a lot of what the liberals look at it and say, when America is less strong, it's in our best interest in their opinion.
One of the things we don't talk about, we did great studies on how the disease process affects your body, but what they didn't do a good job of collecting data on how the vaccination affected our body. They didn't collect that, and on purpose, because they didn't want people to have a reason not to take it. And at first, it did have some benefit for a certain demographic, for sure.
Sure.
I thought that. You're just looking at the evidence. But that time has run its course. Now that you have a vaccination that's made for an original variant, and we all have immunity.
Which, by the way, is no longer on the planet anymore when you talk about Wuhan 19. And the other part that makes me crazy is the control group was basically eliminated because as soon as it got approval, they said, okay, the placebo group, you can now get your shot. We don't have long-term data. We don't have a way to track this stuff anymore.
No, and everybody's been exposed to disease, so we all have some sort of effect by the disease, too. So now it's impossible to sort
exactly.
it out.
Yeah.
RichMcCormick.us is where you can find more about Dr. Rich McCormick, and we absolutely appreciate you. Yeah. We're behind you, and we know you're going to go and represent the 6th District so well and make us all proud and take care of this great nation that we have, because without people like you willing to go and serve, we're in big trouble, because otherwise it would be left to the crazies that are already there. We got to get rid of them.
But this is about growing the bigger tent.
That's right.
That's
exactly right.
The tent's getting bigger.
That's exactly right. And we can't wait to see you and how well you're going to do. Thank you.
Let's make history.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Thank you. Dr. Rich McCormick here on The Morning Extra on Extra 106.3.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.